Okay, I have the toy in. I'm gonna put it on low power and try to read. Okay. Chapter 1. A Shifting Reef. The year 1866 was signalized by a remarkable incident, a mysterious and puzzling phenomenon, which doubtless no one has yet forgotten. Not to mention rumors which agitated the maritime population and excited the public mind. Even in the interior of continents, seafaring men were particularly excited. Merchants, common sailors, captains of vessels, skippers both of Europe and America, and naval officers of all countries, and the governments of several states on the two continents were deeply interested in the matter. For some time, past vessels had been met by an enormous thing, a long object. Spindle shaped, occasionally phosphorescent, and infinitely larger and more rapid in its movements than a whale. The facts relating to the apparition entered in various logbooks, agreed in most respects as to the shape of the object or creature in question, the untiring rapidity of its movements, its surprising power of locomotion, and the peculiar power with it which it seemed endowed. If it was a whale, it surpassed in size all of these hitherto classified in science. Taking into consideration the mean of observations made at divers times, rejecting the timid estimate of those who assigned to this object a length of 200 feet, equally with the exaggerated opinions which set it down as a mile in width and 3 in length, we might fairly conclude that this mysterious being surpassed greatly all dimensions admitted by the learned ones of the day, if it existed at all. And that it did exist was an undeniable fact, with that tendency which disposes the human mind in favor of the marvelous. We can understand the excitement produced in the entire world by this supernatural apparition. As to classing it in the list of fables, the idea was out of the question. On the 20th of July, 1866, the steamer Governor Higginson of the Calcutta and Burnock Steam Navigation Company and met this moving mass 5 miles off the east coast of Australia. Captain Baker thought at first that he was in the presence of an unknown sandbank. Even prepared to determine its exact position when two columns of water projected by the mysterious object shot with a hitting with a hissing noise 150 feet up into the air. No, unless the sandbank had been submitted to the intermittent eruption of a geyser. The Governor Higginson had to do neither more nor less than with an aquatic mammal, unknown till then, which threw up from its blowholes columns of water mixed with air and vapor. Similar facts were observed on the 23rd of July in the same year in the Pacific Ocean by the Columbus of the West India and Pacific Steam Navigation Company. But this extraordinary creature could transport itself from one place to another with surprising velocity, as in an interval of 3 days, the Governor Higginson and the Columbus had observed it at two different points of the chart, separated by a distance of more than 700 nautical leagues. Fifteen days later, 2,000 miles farther off, the Helvetia of the Compagnie Nationale encountered the Shannon of the Royal Mail Steamship Company, sailing to windward in that portion of the Atlantic line between the United States and Europe, respectively, signaled the monster to each other in 42 degrees 15. How do you read latitude? Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. And 63.5 last long. In these simultaneous observations, they thought themselves justified in estimating the minimum length of the mammal at more than 350 feet. Oh, fuck. I accidentally turned it off, but now I've turned it up as punishment. Now, the largest whales, those which frequent those parts of the sea around the Aleutian, Kulmak, and Ungoliant, I don't know, islands have never exceeded the length of 60 yards if they attain that. In every place of great resort, the monster was the fashion. They sang of it in cafes, ridiculed it in the papers, and represented it on the stage. All kinds of stories were circulated regarding it. There appeared in the papers caricatures of every gigantic imaginary creature. From the white whale, the terrible Moby Dick of subarctic regions, to the immense kraken whose tentacles could entangle a ship of 500 tons in a hurry to the abyss of the ocean. The legends of ancient times. The legends of ancient time were even revived. Ah, fuck. Then burst forth the unending argument between the believers and the unbelievers in the societies of the wise and scientific journals. The question of the monster inflamed all minds. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Shit. I turned it on again. During the oil long am I? I don't know. Editors of scientific journals quarreling with believers in the supernatural. Spilled seas of ink. During this memorable campaign, some even drawing blood. For from the sea serpent they came to direct personality. During the worst months of the year in 1867, the question seemed buried, never to revive when new facts were brought before the public. It was then no longer a scientific problem to be solved, but a real danger seriously to be avoided. The question took quite another shape. The monster became a small island, a rock, a reef, but a reef of indefinite and shifting proportions. Fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck me. Fuck, 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 On the 5th of March, 1867, the Moravian of the Montreal Ocean Company, finding herself during the night in 2730 Latin, 7215 long, struck her starboard quarter a rock. Oh, fuck. Mark did no chart for that part of the sea. I'm coming under the coop in efforts. And it's Lauren right north of her. It was going at the rate of 13 knots. Yes. Had enough for the superior strength of the hull. She would have been broken by the shock. Gone down with the 237 passenger she was bringing home from Canada. Well, that was a mess. But... oh, fuck. But it felt good and it was still fun. Thanks for listening.